Thank you, Jamie, for that. And the whole morning crew, I've been looking at this whole raw milk thing, and I don't get it. I really don't. So I'm glad that JR Mornings will be tackling that tomorrow. I don't know. Is raw milk important to you, Michael? I don't understand what the big deal is here.
No, I can't drink milk anymore. But back when I did, I don't think I would like to drink it raw. No,
I think pasteurization is there to make things safer, I thought. So I don't. I'm not going to enter into the argument, but I will be listening tomorrow for the JR Mornings on that whole raw milk thing. Crazy. All right, on to what we're doing here. From the front page of the Detroit News today, the great Detroit News, and above the fold, tornado galvanizes Union City and the neighbors. Community of Sherwood aids cleanup after living through similar storm in 2024. Dateline Union City, in a story written by Carol Thompson. Donna Clark was armed with a zippered bag full of gift cards and $50 bills on Monday as she made her way along Tuttle Park Drive, an area hit hardest by the EF3 tornado with 160-mile-per-hour winds that swept through southwest Michigan on Friday. As she walked past the brush littered with home insulation, pieces of broken plywood, and torn siding, Clark stopped passerby to ask two questions. First, were you impacted by the storm? Second, what do you need? That's kind of what we're talking about right now, and we thank State Representative, the Republican from the 35th District representing Union City, Representative Jennifer Wartz, just how the recovery effort is going. Representative Wartz, welcome to Focus with Paul W. Smith. It is a pleasure and an honor to welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having me and for bringing awareness to the needs in my community.
Well, you'll notice, you've already noticed, and I've noticed in all my years, because I'm probably significantly older than you, that this kind of tragic situation brings out the best in our neighbors and our Michigan family. We have the most generous people in all of the world within the sound of my voice here. So I'm going to guess that the cleanup and the recovery efforts are intensifying in Branch County, and that mostly you have good, positive news for us.
Yes, very much so. I mean, to your point, I was in Union City Saturday and Sunday, and to see how quickly our crisis response team within the county mobilized through our sheriff's department and our emergency management responder and coordinated with, you know, the immediate kind of crisis there and locating victims to the school there in Union City and the plan that they had in place for disaster relief when it hit. And by 3 o'clock on Saturday, they had to put a sign up that they weren't taking any more donations because they had just been so overwhelmed with the support and the outpouring of care and people that want to give back. And if you've listened at all to some of the press conferences that Tim Miner, our emergency response coordinator, has given, we have been so very thankful. But at the same time, we also would ask that people would be respectful. Sunday afternoon was the first time that the people most severely impacted were even able to return to their own properties and see the devastation and see the loss. And we're asking for some time there for them to be able to process and work with their insurance agencies. And then in the next few days, cleanup will begin. And there's some real specific ways and organizations that people can get involved if they want to do so to help with that.
That's my next question, but a quick mention that we're with State Representative, the Republican from the 35th District representing Union City, Representative Jennifer Wartz. And as you pointed out, you were there right away. And the residents say that strangers and volunteers quickly arrived with chainsaws, heavy machinery, supplies to help remove the fallen trees, to clear the debris. utility crews, plumbers, telecommunications workers from nearby cities and townships have also been working to restore services. And two points back to what you were saying. We did say Monday, as soon as we were on the air, that people were being asked not to come to the area that don't belong there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were kind of coming because they were curious. I'm sure there were people that were coming to help, but a lot of people just wanted to see. And that's not something that you need. So the question then, and you started to give us an answer, and I want to give you all the time you need for that answer. What can we do to help?
Yeah, great question. Well, I would say right now, first and foremost, our community is going to need financial support. It was estimated on Sunday, and this is a lowball number, that we're going to need $50,000 in dumpsters for cleanup as we begin removing the debris and rubble there just off Tuttle Road. Also, just physical help with cleanup, and there's a couple different organizations organizing that in ways that you can give. American Red Cross, you can give to financially, our local Branch County Victim Service Unit. You can call them at 517-278-3091. And then Samaritan's Purse, if you go to spvolunteer.org, they've already started to organize help with the Southwest Michigan Tornado Response Teams. They are another organization that does this day in and day out around the country. And we are so blessed that they are coming and going to help and volunteer in our own community.
So let me, because it's hard, some people listening while they're driving, and it's always going to be difficult to get while you're driving, but you can, when you get where you're going, you can look up the local chapter of the American Red Cross. The victim services number that the representative just shared with us, 517-278-3091, 517-278-3091. And I think it was Billy Graham that started Samaritan's Purse. And I think if I have the right organization now, his son has taken over. So we know that these are trustworthy organizations, and I hate to say it, but unfortunately, at a time like this, when I opened up our conversation with this brings out the best in people, unfortunately, some of the bad people out there also rise or sink to the occasion. So you got to be careful. The American Red Cross, Victim Services, 517-278-3091, 517-278-3091, or Samaritan's Purse. And Billy Graham's son and the Graham family, they've been doing that for a long time, and as far as I know, completely trustworthy. Anything else, Representative Wartz, we need to know?
Yeah, I would just say as well, there's also, with AI and technology today, a lot of false pictures filtering around out there. You might have saw one yesterday that somebody posted with a boat in a tree. We have not seen a boat in a tree anywhere or a vehicle in a tree. There's a lot of twisted up boats and destroyed vehicles, but it was in reference to a statement the governor brought up on Monday. And I would just like to say, in communicating with our local boots on the ground, most of the people in that area did get an alert on their phone. There have been now some reports that have come out that a few did not. And so we are going to be, you know, looking into that and confirming that. Unfortunately, this storm shifted really fast, and it's easy to play Monday morning quarterback and place blame on someone, but to use this as a political talking point right now is quite offensive to me and to this community that's grieving three people who died. Really, it's a miracle that no more than three people died. Fox News has done some great reporting and interviews on the ground of survivors' testimonies and how they anticipated most of their neighbors to be dead, and most of them walked away. And so would just encourage people, let's celebrate that. Let's not start pointing fingers and placing blame right now. There will be a time and a place to see how could we have handled this differently. But right now, this community and these people are grieving, and I just would ask that you would respect that.
God bless you. That was just, we should record that and use that often. That's the perfect way to look at this, and God bless the people in the Union City area who are taking the high road and understanding this isn't the time to be pointing fingers or turning something political. There'll be plenty of time for that. This is the time to help each other. And somebody, what sick mind would use AI to make things look worse than they are in an already horrible situation by putting a boat in a tree? What is wrong with these people?
I don't know, but it's quite disgusting and really disparaging. And as I've said, people are grieving enough. We don't need to add insult to injury here. So,
well put.
Please, and I thank so many of you who have come alongside. You know, that's the few of the majority. There was a beautiful prayer service Sunday night in Union City, spontaneously organized in less than 24 hours. A high school student that gave a phenomenal prayer and asked everyone to just bow and pray and be thankful amidst the hard and come together. And what that should be the example we're following. And that was from a 17-year-old junior in high school.
Wow. That's powerful. Thank you, Representative. And aren't you lucky there having this person represent you in Union City, the 35th District, the Republican State Representative, Jennifer Wartz. Thank you, Representative Wartz. What a pleasure and privilege having you on.
Thank you, Paul. And I just want to tell you, my parents love listening to your show. Have a blessed day.
You know, we got plenty of parents and grandparents, and I love them all, but we need some of their kids to listen to, Jennifer.
Yeah, well, I'm now going to be, well, most, I'm actually walking into session now. Otherwise, I would, but I will try on my off day. So
I know it's hard.
Bless you and thank you.
I know it's hard noon to two. God bless you. Thank you so much for your work, and thanks. Be sure to thank Mom and Dad for me, will you?
I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you. State Representative, the Republican from the 35th District, representing, well, Union City, Representative Jennifer Wartz. And I'm sure her parents are very proud of her good work as well. Heading toward 132, Paul W. here, in focus on WJR.